ER-101. Get the 411 on your 911. Here's your host and emergency room physician, Dr. Lee Vinoker.
Hi, and welcome to ER-101 from the American College of Emergency Physicians. Well, concussion is a big issue and a big problem today in sports, and it isn't just the NFL. It could be your kids, your student athletes starting out this year. So my next guest is here to talk about it, Dr. Kevin Wanninger. He's an expert in, he's both boarded in emergency medicine and family medicine, and he has an academic teaching faculty there, and he's an expert in sports medicine too. So welcome, Dr. Wanninger. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for inviting me.
So it's a very important issue, and I want to get to, I know that recently, just this past spring, since we're heavy into football season for both students and the NFL starting, the American Academy of Neurology came out, and I think that what they did is they tried to use evidence-based medicine, which is always good, and this is a first kind of update on concussion in the last 15 years. So let's talk a little bit about what they think is important and what might have been a little bit different than before.
Okay.
One of the first things, and I know they have this little adage, when in doubt, sit it out. Is that probably the most important thing that they came up with?
Right. Well, the whole issue of concussion, I think over the last 10 or 15 years, we've increased our knowledge with a lot of evidence-based research looking at the effects of minor concussions. So there was a Zurich, there's also a concussion statement out of Zurich. It was the fourth concussion statement, 2012, and then the neurology was sort of very, very similar, and it highlights several of the points, and one of the aspects is that concussion is a functional disturbance, and, you know, when I played football years ago, it was sort of part of the lure of the sport that everybody had got dinged once in a while. But now we know that there's some academic as well as potentially medical aspects of having low-level head injury and low-level concussions. It's actually not the first concussion we're so worried about. It's having a second concussion on top of an unresolved first concussion.
That's part of the problem, I think, in the medical community, and we can touch on that a little bit more. But this idea that it is kind of this invisible, it's a functional injury. You know,
right.
there's no real good scan that you can do, to look at someone and see what's happened. So,
as a matter of fact, by definition, a concussion would have normal scans. There are some scans used in a research protocol that are abnormal, but the scans that are normally available to us clinically, if they were abnormal, they wouldn't be a concussion. So there's really no testing. It's more of a gestalt and certain exam findings. And
so
one other important thing is that there was just some recent literature that showed that when athletes are returned back to play after a concussion, there's a much higher incidence of lower extremity injury, ACLs and fractures. So when you put them back, whether they can prepare, it's important to recognize and make sure they're able to go back because they may actually be putting themselves at risk for further injury.
Yeah, and I want to touch on that, but just briefly tell everybody, so concussion is what's happening in the brain with a concussion?
Well, we think it has to do with an energy phenomenon. We think that when you have a concussion, that the brain, which is solely dependent on glucose, is in need of more energy supplies to heal itself. We think the same reason why the younger kids don't get better as quickly as the older kids do, because there's a lot of healing and function. And something happens when you have these concussion that interrupts this energy supply. That's what we think is going on, but it's a functional component. They can have symptoms. They can have light sensitivity. They can have vestibular or balance issues. Everybody's a little different because it all depends on which part of the brain was injured. And so that's why every, you know, you see one concussion that's symptoms are totally different. It all depends on where they were hit and where the insult of the brain was.
Right. So the brain, basically, it's kind of sloshing around in your head and you get jarred on one side and it's moving and banging some things.
God did a good job making the skull and brain, but there's certain I don't know. So it's a very protective environment, but when it gets moving, and that's why a moving target, I'm much more less worried about somebody who gets hit in the head with a baseball when they're standing still versus somebody who's running and hits something and the brain keeps moving and bangs back and forth.
Yeah, I don't think I'd want either. But and so is it because of that idea of so there's some dysfunction, and if the dysfunction is related to balance or reflex, is that what's making athletes more predisposed to then a second injury going back into the game that could be even an extremity injury, or they're not as quick? Is that the problem?
Right. I think that the whole neurologic system is so well tuned that we're constantly at risk of injury, and the body protects itself. The body's constantly fixing things, and when the body is perhaps when they're concussed, and the brain is not as sharp. So when you go down and you begin to twist your ankle, the brain's not there to correct it, and you might have an ankle injury. Now that's a lot different. That these are people who go back after we think their brain is resolved. If you go back and your brain is not resolved, and you take a second minor hit, boy, then you can take a two-week injury and turn it into a two-month or a two-year injury.
Yeah, and that's what was interesting, even in my career span in the last 10 or 15 years, is this idea, and especially with kids, that, you know, these repeated minor, you know, in the old days, the concussion, oh, just a little concussion. But nowadays, we're really starting to understand that it's this repeated insult to the brain. If you get it hit again and again, that can cause permanent disability, right?
That is correct. And even with the areas of my research and interest is, what, you know, maybe we wouldn't cause a terrible catastrophic injury, but maybe we'll take a minus student and make them into a B minus student. Maybe there's some academic and some intellectual disabilities that can occur. So we don't know that, and that's one of the reasons why we're so conservative with return to play, because the whole object of sports is to keep people healthy, but most of us, very few of us, are going to go to the next level, and most of us are going to go out and have to get a real job. And we don't want this to hinder our children.
Well, in my household, a B minus would be a catastrophic injury. So if my son's listening, pay attention. In any event, give us some briefly, and we'll extend into the next segment because it's so interesting, but give us some of the signs and symptoms that people should look for with concussion, you know, if they're just out playing on their own.
Well, obviously a headache, I mean, but most people have a headache if you hit your head. Some of the other symptoms that worry me and that portend a worse outcome is, for example, light sensitivity. They're bothered by the light. You turn the lights on, you go into a dark room and they turn the lights on and they get a headache. Sound sensitivity, they're bothered by the noise in the cafeteria or by sirens. They're in a fog. You know, it's they feel like they just can't concentrate. Some people would describe it as it feels like you have a hangover. Being a good Irishman, I wouldn't know what that feels like, but the but that sensation and that's one of the reasons why a lot of times they have problems concentrating in school, because they may, even though they're trying, they may not be able to. And the other issue is the vestibular component. They and that's a whole new aspect that we do a lot of balance testing.
Okay, well, this is ER 101. I'm Dr. Levin Oker on Radio MD. Stay well.